I don't think anyone really knows how the new rules are going to work. I suspect it'll just add a lot of red tape to the process. I mean, I think it's important that we know who owns our farmland, and so having a register of farm ownership makes perfect sense. Requiring every transaction to get Foreign Investment Review Board approval probably seems to be a step too far, but anyway, I guess we'll see how it works. But I mean, it's unclear then how you could operate at auction or something like that, where you can't actually go in and bid for a place until you have approval, which might take a month to get. So all those things are just unclear at this stage.
When you talk about foreign investment in agriculture, what sort of money are you seeing, the prices that people are willing to invest at the moment?
Oh, well, I think foreign investors, like local investors, want to get something that represents value. But I think probably in the rest of the world, more so than Australia, that people are waking up to the fact that farmland is limited and that there's going to be a lot of pressure on food production. And to them, owning part of the food production chain makes a lot of sense. And Australia, to anyone else around the world, Australia looks like a good place to do it. Our land values are a relatively good value. We have a very stable political system. It looks like a low-risk place, although, of course, we've got plenty of climate risk to deal with. But it looks like an attractive place for agriculture, and it is.
What feedback do you get from foreign investors about the Foreign Investment Review Board?
Oh, well, we really haven't had any to date because we haven't had to deal with them. But I think, people are just a bit miffed and wondering what it's directed at. And I guess no one really knows that on what grounds they would not approve an investment. But, look, I understand people's concerns and understand that certainly we need to know the extent of foreign investment. But my understanding is that the amount of farmland owned by foreign investors is no different to what it was 30 or 40 years ago, and really only represent 6 or 7% of our productive capacity. And so I think at this stage, while we need to keep an eye on that, there's certainly no reason to have alarm bells ringing.